Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark this blunt before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my lens met, it's time to release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying out the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn holes, scratching the disc. But I was dumb, getting ivy, been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch it slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers, see I'm scarier. Got up every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and the fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all are pumping your brakes. Up and thumbs talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady plus a sizzle of whiskey. Used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya. I be like you have no. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell it, yo? Let it go. Over stress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
Pimp.
So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slipback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn! Indiana Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all? It's West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. I'm your host, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. This is Bang Out Radio. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm kind of like out of my element. There's a lot been going on with your boy. Also, at the same time, you know what I mean? If you was around on Sunday, you know that I didn't lose my laptop, but my laptop got, let's just say, taken from me. All right, so I'm using other people's equipment and everything, so I'm trying to make it work, so we're going to roll the punches and see what it do. But again, yes, welcome to West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nights, and this is, again, The Dagger. So let's start it off like I always do, y'all, with the shout-outs to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesday, no Slap Sundays, no X and B models, like I said, no magazines. She and that girl ain't doing the award show by the end of the year. Like I said, that girl don't never take a day off. Not girl, woman, let me be specific. She don't take a day off, man. It's always working and everything. So if you ain't got her on your friends list or you don't know what she got going on and you ain't linked up with her on some networking type shit, then I don't know what to tell you. All right, but at the same time, like I said, who else I want to shout out real quick? I want to shout out, you know, all the independent artists, everybody out there doing their motherfucking thing right now, because without y'all doing what y'all doing, I wouldn't have no music to play, and, you know, I would be stuck listening to the bullshit on the radio. And as far and as long as I've known for a long time now, I can't fucking stand the radio, you know? This is Bang Out Radio, so this is all independent artists all day, every day, so make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and make sure y'all keep sending me y'all music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Remember, any new tracks that I get are the first in rotation, all right, on the following show. That's my word, and I've been sticking to it, so fuck with your boy. And then last but not least, just anybody that's listening to my voice right now and that's just been hanging out with me, you know, I know y'all got a lot of better shit y'all could be doing. I know y'all got other things y'all could be listening to. But if you take 2 hours out of your day to listen to my fucking problems, listen to the crazy people that are sitting here and call me, and then also listen to these, you know, these slappers and supporting these independent artists, as well as these sit back, relax, get the female type tracks. I mean, if y'all showing y'all support and y'all talking about the show, I want to thank y'all as well, because, again, without y'all, there is no show. So we all got to get it together. We all got to do this thing together. So, like I said, it is West Coast Wednesdays. We strictly talk about those adult matters tonight. I'm not even going to get into the bullshit that I'm dealing with right now because it's not the night for that. I'll save that for Sunday. But tonight, I don't know what my topic is going to be at this point. I'm going to think on a little bit more. Sip this drink I've been sipping on. What am I sipping on? Hold on. Some more of this ghetto Kool-Aid. And we got, what's that, Smirnoff, melon, triple distilled Smirnoff, and purple Kool-Aid mixed in together. About to smoke this cigarette, gather my thoughts real quick, and we're going to get this show started off nice and proper when we get back. So let's go with Desiree Cherise, Harmony song. Let's start it off like this. Let's go. West Coast Wednesday, Dagger.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, Harmony. This girl, and her name's Harmony.
holds the key to my heart. After all the things I've been through, all the obstacles I fought, and all the things we go through, just know I've always loved you. Don't want a thing to hurt you, don't want to let you down. Just know I'm always watching, even if I'm not around.
Back in my day.
Cracking, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Yeah, I know. This is where I usually play one of my little cartoons or something like that. That's like my little commercials and everything. But as I said, I'm working with other people's equipment right now, so I'm trying to, you know, work out what I got to do, and, you know, it kind of froze up on me right now. But I guarantee we won't have no air, you know, try not to have that dead airspace. So we're just going to get into it like this, and we're going to start off West Coast Wednesdays like that. All right, so again, thanks for being here. If you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. You either just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me. And, I think I decided what I'm going to talk about. I mean, like I said, tonight, just to get my mind off everything else I got going on right now, we're just going to talk about fucking straight up, all right? That's what we're talking about tonight. So, going to talk about, you know, my main thing right now, what I'm thinking about or what I've been thinking about is we're going to talk about girls who take the pussy, you know what I mean? Not take the pussy, excuse me, take the dick. You know what I mean? Girls' dick-taking ability versus a girl that throws the pussy at you, because there is a difference, you know what I mean? There's a big difference between a girl that just lays there and takes the dick, or how good she's able to take the dick, between a girl that be trying to put it on a nigga, you know, be working, be twerking, be doing her motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? There's a difference. So that's what we're going to talk about. So, again, if you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559. And, again, you either just chill in the queue and listen to my dumb ass talk about this, or you press 1 to highlight me and let me know what you got going on your mind. So let me start it off by saying, like, And again, like I said, Dagger don't know shit. I'm the first person to say that I don't know shit. I only go off my experiences, what I go through, people that I talk to, stories that I've heard, all right? Now, as far as a girl's dick-taking ability, like, I don't know how I really want to come at this, because on one hand, you want a girl to be able to take dick. Like I'm saying, if you doing your thing and you putting in work, you don't want that girl that's gonna tap out on you. Because let's put it like this: if you're like me, because like I said, I put in my work when I do what I do. I've been in situations where girls have literally like tapped out, like, no, I can't take no more. I'm done. I'm not fucking with you no more. And then, you know, I'm sitting there hard dicking, all cock strong and everything, still like, okay, well, what the fuck? Do I get some head or something? Do you gonna jack me up? I mean, just because, you know, and that's fucked up, because I think that's really selfish, because obviously she got her nut and everything like that. She just so tore out and wore out and everything, but I can't get mine because I'm not no rookie, and you know I got stamina with my shit, so I don't like that. Also, at the same time, when it comes to the girls that are taking dick, what I don't like is that girls get lazy when it comes to that. You know, you ever had that lazy girl or that lazy bitch that just lay there and don't want to do nothing? You know what I mean? Just, you know, okay, I mean, she want to fuck, but she ain't gonna do nothing. She's just gonna lay there. She's gonna turn on the side, and you gotta adjust. You gotta put in the work. You gotta do what you gotta do. Now, that shit sometimes is cool, because I mean, when you want to fuck, you gonna do what you gotta do. But at the same time, that shit is boring. You know what I mean? Like, if you anything like me, see, I'm more of a giver than a taker. Like I said, that's always been my problem. That's why I'm dealing with some of the shit I'm going through right now. But I've always been more of a giver than a taker. So if I've got to get mine and you're not going to help me get mine and I got to take it to get it, then okay, then I'm going to do that. But for me, I like somebody to be involved with me when we got this popping. You know, it's like it's just weird to me, even those people, especially girls. Because girls are supposed to be the seductive creatures, the, you know, the sexual beings, the this, that. And then, hey, when girls get lazy, it'd be like, ah, oh, like, are you serious? I mean, that's how we feel tonight, you know? And like I said, ladies, I understand y'all be going through things. I understand y'all got your own issues, problems, and everything. But, I mean, when it comes to fucking and when it comes to doing what you got to do, it's like, if you ain't going to step up to the plate and do it right, don't do it at all. It's like giving a head. Like, If you ain't gonna properly suck the dick, don't even do it. Same thing with guys eating pussy. I mean, let's be honest, ladies. If that nigga is down there not knowing what he's doing, it's like, why are you even wasting your time? So, I'm just saying, it's a lot of I want to say lazy. I don't want to say laziness. Do I want to say laziness? Maybe, yeah, a little bit of laziness, because people, it's just like sex is whatever nowadays. At least that's how I see it. It's just like, okay, we can do this, and then that's it. Or it's not nothing at all, and people don't care, one or the other. But obviously people care, because there's a lot of motherfuckers still out here getting pregnant. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people cheating on their girls and their guys. There's a lot of fucking going on. But, I mean, what kind of fucking are y'all out there doing? I mean, honestly. I mean, if you ain't going to – my thing is, as I've always been, if you've been listening to the show, my thing has always been, if you're going to do wrong, do it right. So if you're about to get your fucking dirty, grimy, you know, sex on and everything, then shit, make it worse up. People is being too lazy. Niggas ain't paying attention. See, here's the difference. This is why it works out for a lot of y'all, because a lot of girls like being lazy, so they just like taking the dick. And a lot of guys are not worried about what's going on with the girls, and they just take they just fuck and, you know, get their nut and get the fuck on. But then look at what happens. Now we got all these ladies out here that's mad because, you know, niggas is busting these quick nuts and shit. And, you know, not caring at any, but then the girl want to be like, well, you didn't think about me. You wasn't caring about me. You was just laying there. So, obviously, I mean, this, again, I'm only speaking for me. I don't know what y'all do in y'all bedrooms and everything like that. But it's like, okay, if you just going to lie there and not care, then I'm just going to do this, what I call, like either white people or jackrabbit fucking. You know, just ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, take it, bust a nut and get the fuck on. And not care. That's what you're showing me. But then that girl was so fast, like I said, but then niggas, you try to do that shit right, that girl was so fast turn on you like, oh, that's it? That's what I be saying too. Like, okay, fuck it, that's it, I guess. Because, I mean, it's got to be an even exchange. And because it's a lot of one-sidedness going on. You know, niggas is fucking being not stingy, whether being selfish. And ladies is being, I don't want to say selfish. Of course, some of y'all are. Some of y'all, the way y'all be trying to ration out the pussy and this, that. I guess I'm talking to more so y'all in relationships and everything like that. Y'all be trying to, you know, act like y'all don't be wanting to fuck and everything like that. Or be trying to play the role, this, that, or whatever. And it's not worth that either. You know, don't be lazy. Don't be shy. Don't hide what you got going on. Or wait, no. Don't hide what you got going on from yourself. Let me clarify. Don't hide what you got going on from yourself. If you want to get it popping and you want to do what you want to do, then by all means, do that. But my only thing is that what I don't really like is, you know, you always got those girls that be pumping their gums and talking shit like this, that, whoop, or whatever. And then you get to that girl and take her down or whatever, and then it's a whole different story. What happened to the big nasty freak that was just talking all that shit? You know what I mean? Who's this person? She's just laying here. it don't work like that. But also at the same time, like I said, some of y'all ladies be putting in y'all work. So I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm only on one side of things right now. But this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about y'all lazy motherfuckers. Ladies, trust me, I'm trying to tell y'all. Let's go to y'all in relationships, more so y'all in relationships, or just any of y'all that just got a dude and want to make sure you keep that one dude around or something like that. You need to put in some work, and especially, like I said, we're talking about fucking. You need to put in some work. Don't be that lazy bitch that just lay there. Don't be the lazy bitch that even, like I said, some of y'all, or the lazy girl that does the dark, like, she just rolls over, face down, ass up, and just, go ahead. Yeah. You know, like, sometimes that's cool, but, I mean, y'all got to, I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm just speculating here. But other times, it's like, this is it? This is all we're going to do? I mean, that shit has to get boring at some point, right? And nothing's worse than boring sex. Again, this is just my opinion. But nothing's worse than boring sex. Me, when I feel like it's boring or whatever like that, I can't even get hard during boring sex. Or, you know, a nigga be all into it, then I see she's not into it or whatever. Nigga go soft real quick. I admit it. Because it's like, bitch, what the fuck are we doing? This ain't no getting it popping or whatever. This is your ass laying there or laying on your side or whatever. Me sitting up here doing all the work, putting all work, sweating and shit. Like, damn, can a nigga get a break too? Like, this is supposed to be an even exchange, right? But again, y'all, this is just me. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just trying to get my thoughts together and everything. But I'm just trying to help y'all. Anybody listening to me right now, don't be lazy with it. You want to make sure you put in work. So regardless, you know, I put in my work. But at the same time, on the other end of it, it's like, okay, well, what about, well, let me put it this way. It's like I have to work to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got a job, it's like, okay, you got to go to work in order to get the check. So I would have to fuck, or I would have to do that in order to bust my nut. I mean, I would just have to do it if I wanted to bust a nut. Now, the cold part is if we use the work synonym and shit, is that you want to go to work. You don't want to have to go to work. You know what I mean? You want to like your job. You want to like what you're doing. You don't want to just be doing it just to get your check and then move the fuck on. Just something for thought, y'all. Just think about that for a second, all right? We're going to get into some more music real quick. Over here on West Coast Wednesdays, remember, if you want to get in on this, because like I said, it's just me right now, so I'm chilling, maxing, relaxing. I got all kind of crazy thoughts about this, so I'll just keep sharing them with y'all. But in the meantime, If y'all want to get in, 661-621-7559. We'll be right back. Kilane, let's go, sex man.
Hey boy, I'ma give it to you. You already know what I wanna do. I'ma give it to you. I'ma give it to you. It's getting hot in here. Come in. Can I tell you something? Let's go to your place. I wanna give you a taste. You like it in your face? Touch my body, boy, and embrace. Real sex by the fireplace. You're thankful I can say grace. You're sexy, then you're a twist me. A freak is why you're into me. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I'ma give it to you, ride. I'm feeling for you inside. It feels so good, so right. You like it nice and tight. Like when you look in my eyes. The moment I don't fight. You kill it like I'm fine. I come for it, it's suicide. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I am addicted, hooked you, swag. Love your style, how do you feel? Thinking of you, I've got it bad. Honey, I've been bad. When I'm around you, I lose control. I need a leader, take control. Blow my back, make me all energized and burning. Whoa. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I saw you looking, I was looking too. Coming through me, what you gonna do? Every time we meet, no fronting you. You and me, I'm in with you. Hit me up, you got me so tight, blue. Take my clothes off, take the blue. Love me down all night. After that,
Hold on, y'all. We're not done with the music real quick. Just give me a second. Like I said, dealing with foreign equipment. Just foreign to me a little bit. Got a little stall right here. Hold on. Trying to get this going real quick. Hold on. Excuse me. Come on. You can do it. Come on. You got it. Work. Will it with me, y'all. Know y'all with me. Come on. Work. Come on. Y'all see, I really, as much as I talk shit about my laptop, I really miss it right about now. Oh, come on. You can do it. But yes, y'all, stay tuned. Like I said, I got my newest beauty of the week coming in today as well. All right, so make sure y'all gonna want to stick around for that interview, as well as make sure you check her out when I post her up tomorrow on my Facebook and the Bang Out Radio channel. All right, make sure you do for that. Also, what else I got? What else is going on? This Sunday, make sure you, if you guys are local or you're in the area, make sure you come down to downtown Long Beach, Club Lush. Poppin' Daggers Dark Side Mixtape Release Party going down this Sunday. Starts about 9 o'clock. All right. So, and there's also going to be the artist mixer and showcase as well. So, independent artists are going to be coming out there. They're going to be competing for $200. All right. And a trophy. All right. And also, you get to get a fresh copy of Daggers Dark Side Mixtape, as well as get to see me host all night, as well as perform myself with a few other people that I got to join the Dark Side for the night. So, like I said, if you're in attendance or you're in L.A. or whatever, you get down to downtown Long Beach, make sure you come out, check out your boy. Going to be doing a real big, and it's Memorial Day the next day, so a lot of y'all don't got to work. And if you do got to work, you should be getting double time like me. So that's okay. So it should be worth it either way. So make sure you check that out. Still trying to get this thing to work real quick, y'all. I do apologize. And let's see. Hold on. Anything else? What's going on this weekend? No, Lakers out, Clippers out, streak. Quick sports check. Who else? Kings are still good. That's good. LA Kings are still going out for the championship right now. So that's one LA team I can root for still. That's good. It's killing me right now, y'all. Trying to kill time. Not kill time like that. I just don't want to. Hold on. Let's do it like this. Hold on. Bam. Hold on. Real quick. But, yes, y'all, this is what I go through for y'all, so I hope y'all can bear with me. Like I said, the boys been doing a lot. They having to deal with a lot. But, like I said, I'm working it out. I'm getting through. The show must go on. And we are going to keep moving forward. We are going to keep pushing. I just got my shit loaded back. Are we good now? Are we good? It says I have to do my little interlude real quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one song, and then we are going to come back straight to Daggers Beauty of the Week this week, all right? So let's do it like this. Okay, I'm good now. Let's go. Drunk Thoughts, County City. Be right back with Daggers Beauty of the Week. Let's go.
Take your time, get on, baby. Let's take it back to my crib. And sip on some wine, girl. Take your time, get on, baby. 'Cause I've been wanting you. send the dog shit. How about you, girl? I got you dripping, soaking wet, just like a water world. I wanna twist and swirl up and down your body and legs, and I'ma kidnap your ass. Please don't call the feds. My game is clean, your body's mean. It's me and you tonight. Candles with peach cream. Turn off the lights and let the candles glow. I wanna hear skin slap, rhythm to body flow.
Francine, it's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, if you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559. Chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. But in the meantime, it's time to clear the way for Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. Let's see if we can get her in here. Miss Lyric, still good? Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Like I said, I'm going through it, Mom, but the show must go on. It must go on. But it's not about me. It's about you right now. So, of course, hold on. Let me pull up my files real quick. Hold on, the bio, since I got this, what I got to go off right now. Let's see right here, Miss Larry. Yeah, it's 5'7". That's with or without the heels? That's without the heels, right?
Without, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The 30 fellas, listen up. 32, 26, 33. All right. And let's see, Miss Lyric, it says here the best thing is about the way you feel. You said your legs and your eyes. Why you say that?
Because, guys like long legs, and I have them. Sorry to say, but I have them. And my eyes, I mean, everyone says I have bedroom eyes, so.
You have what in your eyes?
Bedroom eyes.
Bedroom eyes? Now, see, I don't know. I see, you got that don't fuck with me kind of look. That's what I'm going to go. That's what I look at when I see your eyes. Like, nigga, who the fuck is you? Like, that's where I'm at.
Hey, That's right. I just bring that out.
Yeah, you true. Because like I said, just a little side note, y'all, real quick. Because, I mean, y'all don't know what goes on behind the scenes over here on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger. But Miss Lyric here, you know, she wanted to make sure, because, you know, the topic, let me clarify. The topic of tonight's conversation is about sex. Now, like I said, you don't have to get involved in that after your interview. That's up to you. But she, Miss Lyric, caught the end of my little outro or whatever, and then was like, hold up. This isn't a sex call, is it? I'm like, nah, man. Nah, it's cool. Like, I'm talking about sex. Nah, I'm not, we don't got to go there. It's okay. Like, we on business. Like, but, you know, Miss Lyric don't play that shit. I like that. It's okay.
Okay.
But go ahead. I mean, let people know, you know, a little bit about yourself. You know, how long you've been, have you always thought about being a model, or was that something that came across? I mean, did people tell you you should? How did that all come across for you?
Back when I was younger, like probably about 14, I did think about being a model, but I...
Not to cut you off, but how old are you now?
25.
Okay, we're talking 10 years. Okay, just wanted to get the time frame down. Go ahead.
Okay, but I never, like, really considered it. Like, I looked at myself, I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And a lot of people used to say, you should model, you have the legs for it. And then I started looking in the mirror and taking pictures, and I was like, maybe I can pull it off.
No, you can definitely pull it off. Because what I like to call legs, like I said, I like to call them stems. You definitely got those. Those are some nice stems, and that's just as respectful as I can say that. But then I also see some tattoos, though, as well. So how many tattoos you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You count right now?
Six. I have 6 tattoos.
Okay, 6, 6, all right. See, I'm gonna use this picture right here. Don't mind me. I'm just looking at, like I said, I'm looking at my files here, right here, real quick. And then, also, let's see. You said you've been doing it for about 2 years now. So, what was your first shoot like? How was the first time when you went out there? What was your first shoot? What did you do for the first time you went out and did your modeling thing?
Okay, the first shoot was like in an abandoned house, like far out. I think it was on like 70th. It was way out, but we did a shoot there next to a water tower and stuff, and I was nervous, honestly. I was like, oh, my
nervous?
God. Yeah, as soon as I got in front of the camera, I was like, okay, here we go. Time to put it on. And then I just rolled with it.
As you should. Like I said, I don't know what, like I said, it amazes me sometimes when girls say they're nervous, because certain girls, it's like, what do you got to be nervous about? You one of them. Like, what do you got to be nervous about? But I can understand a little bit. When did you get hooked up with the X and B squad?
I got hooked up with them. Well, I was talking to Topaz before it even started, like before X and B was established. And, you know, she was talking about doing modeling, and I told her I've done it. And I was interested in joining the team. Like, first I started off as a team member, and then I went into modeling for her.
Oh, okay. That's dope. Let's see. What else? The most important thing for you right now is to accomplish your goals. So what are some of your goals right now? Is the modeling one of the top goals, or is that what else you got going on? Or is it just modeling?
Modeling is one of my top goals. The other one has to be music. I like to rap. So
uh-oh.
I got to get that out there.
See, if I would have known, I don't got no music. You got anything recorded? You know, you can send your boy. I always need music for rotation. You know that.
Well, I have songs on my page. I've been posting and promoting it, but that's about it. I have a SoundCloud.
Okay. We're going to make sure. Okay, we got to make sure we get those links out. Like I said, you got to send me, but I need the MP3s. You got to send them to them. You got to send them to my email so I can upload them on the, you know, over here. Because I don't like going to go get people songs. I mean, on one hand, I'm a little kind of lazy. And two, I still feel like it's stealing just a little bit. Like I said, if you want me to play your songs, I'll definitely play it, but you got to send it to me.
Okay. Right? Well, I would
so make sure you
do
that.
That.
And it's definitely going to get put in rotation. Definitely. So, What are some of the hardships you have to go through? Like, what are some things that, you know, future models should be looking out for there? Because, like I said, you don't take no shit. Like I said, the way you came at me just now over what you thought this conversation was about to be about, that just shows me, like, you don't bullshit. Like I said, I can respect that. But what if something, you got to educate some of these other ladies about what they got to watch out for? Because, like I said, you don't take that shit. Let them know real quick.
Yeah, not at all. The main thing that I think that everyone has to watch out for really is let's see, if you're becoming a model, scams, because everyone's out there trying to get over on you. Like, seriously, they con you into doing something and it's about something else. And, I mean, you got to have your head on.
Got to have your head on point and not all swivel.
Yeah,
y'all.
Not at all.
Because okay,
people are
okay.
out there offering you a dream, and it's not going to happen that easy. Hi.
Yeah, man, and then it's not easy, right? Because people are always looking for the easy way out. It's like girls, if it's too easy, then there's something wrong with that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like at every
okay.
shoot, like if you have to be prepared, like your hair has to be done, you know, you have to be shaved, well groomed, you know, everything. It's not like something you just okay today I'm gonna go model and take a picture. It's not easy. Like, you might take good pictures for yourself, but, hey.
But on this, but like what you basically said, step your game up, right? Step it up. Like,
yes, all the way up.
step it up like the movies, ladies. Like I said, and this is what I also like, too. This is why I'm also glad I get to do the show, and I like the show, because I come across with real motherfuckers, and that goes for artists, models, producers, directors, and just people that call in and just want to talk to me. It always seems like I seem to attract the realest of the real, which is what I like. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And this is dope that I like right here because, like I said, your eyes, like I said, there's one picture. Hold on, where's the one? Let me look at it. The one on the pool table, like I said, I've seen you post that up too, that pool table shot. That shit scares me. I'm literally scared of that picture. I'm just telling you.
Scared of the picture?
I'm scared because it's like, hold on, I got it. I got it on my screen right now. Hold on, I'm trying to blow it up again. I'm trying to blow it up a little bit real quick. Hold on, see, there it is. Like you said, the eyes, yes. Like this reason right here I'm looking at. You got, what's the one, what does that say on your right leg, on the calf? What does that say down there?
It's a name. It says
who?
Jarrett.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Aw, look at you. And you're not even team single. Sorry, fellas. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Well, let me ask you this, though. Is it hard to maintain a relationship in this business? I mean, a lot of people can't really do it. I've heard
you know
artists
what?
Say that it's hard to do it, and I've heard models say it's hard to do it as well.
It is. It's a big trial. Like, my pictures are either showing too much or, you know, like, it's not good.
But, I mean, but he understands what you're doing, right? I mean, it basically
he understands
down, like,
my movement.
Trust, right?
Yes, he understands my movement, and he knows that when I'm in movement, I'm not stopping, so.
Oh, so
it's something I
want to
do, so.
Yeah,
either
so you
stand
step
there
up,
or.
Or step to the side. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. See, I fucks with Lyric. Right? We need to track together or something, but.
Yeah, really.
No, but that's dope, though, Lyric. Like I said, I mean, I just know it's really hard, because, I mean, even on my end sometimes, like. They just don't understand that. I mean, it is business to us. Although we're doing what we're doing, you know, people have to like us. I mean, in a sense, they have to, you know, in a sense. And you got to be likable, because if you're not, ain't nobody going to fuck with you. You know,
yep.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're definitely right, because, I mean, I've been nice for a while, but it's a certain extent that you can only take it. Like, if
yeah.
I feel that you're doing too much, hey, it's time for you to back up and time for me to back up and give you your room to avoid confrontation.
3 feet, no pressure. And then, okay,
yeah.
But born and raised, where are you from? Born and raised out here on the West, you out here on the West Coast?
I'm from Sactown.
Chicago.
No,
Sacramento. Oh, Sacramento. Oh, okay,
uh-huh,
the capital. Okay, so when did you get down here? How long have you been out this way?
I got out here in 2006, so.
2006, so about 6 years. Okay, mm-hmm. So what was the early life? What was life out there? Sac life. Maybe I don't know that many people from Sacramento. What be it like out there?
Sacramento
is busy. Let me rephrase. What brought you out here? Was it just a family thing? You felt more like, you know, it was better for you to be out here, or is just or what?
Yeah, basically it was, like, family issues going on, so then I moved out here with my aunt and been out here ever since.
Okay. Like I said, definitely dope. Let's see. And then what else do I want to ask? What would just be the number one advice, I guess, you can give to the up-and-coming models and everything like that? Because, like I said, you don't take no shit. You about your business. You seem very smart, educated. Like I said, I dealt with a lot of dumb people, and I come across a lot of dumb people. Not on this show or anything, because, like I said, I weed the dumb people out before they even get here. But, you know, in the streets and everything, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on out there right now. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I guess some little bit of advice you can give some people. Maybe they'll be listening.
Okay. The advice I could give is, especially if you're in the industry, like if you're working with other ladies, there's always going to be the pressure that you guys are going against each other, like as far as competing. But if you know what you're there for, then just do your job to the best of your capability and push forward. Like, you have to leave it all behind. You're going to have a lot of animosity, just like Bad Girls Club, but you know what you're there for. It plays a part. Do what you have to do to get on.
And get the fuck out. See, okay, y'all. So basically what she's saying is, another way, let me rephrase, if I could context that just a little bit more. Mind your motherfucking business. Do your job, mind your business, and get the fuck on.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, because that's one of the running things we also have on this show. Like I said, that's when you know real people, because a lot of people don't mind their fucking business. They're so worried about the next person, this, that, or whatever, instead of doing what they got to do, getting theirs, and then pushing the fuck on. Because,
exactly.
Trust, there's a lot of hateration. Like, let's tell them about that. How much hateration have you got since you've been doing your thing?
Oh,
I mean,
my
the haters,
gosh. It's ridiculous.
And where are they coming from?
Okay. I had a, oh, my goodness. We did an event, and I got so hated on because of my flyer by the ladies that represent Dollhouse. Yes, I just got to put it out there. They hated on me really bad.
Here we go. Yeah,
so,
let's talk about it. What happened?
I used to be a member of, well, one of the models in Dollhouse. That's where I first started.
All right.
You know, I helped build Dollhouse. That's how I feel. I was one of the
helped
first models.
Built it.
Through then, me and the CEO, we ended up falling out as far
as
pay, because I never got paid, or, like, she completely did me over. I found out she didn't have a license, and she had me in a million-dollar contract, so it was just a whole bunch of stuff. So I just went ahead and left. But I was trying to take her to court because I wanted my pictures that I paid $250 for.
I need that.
Yeah, I never received it, so I canceled the court thing. I was like, you know what, keep it. Obviously, you wanted it. So I left that and started messing with X and B and started doing my thing, and we had a club event. I put my picture on the flyer because it was supposed to be at Club Lace. And Dollhouse got offended because they seen me. And went and tried to blackball me. And
they did it wrong that whole night.
But we got there at the party? Look, the day before, they told us that they wanted us to take our flyers down because I was on it and I was scandalous or whatever for putting myself on the flyers that I had made from a family member. So they wanted me to take it down. I did that. We get to the event, then they wanted us to pay at the door. And not only that, we got in, we didn't get a booth, we didn't get a shout-out, we didn't get a shout-out, nothing. They did us wrong.
That's it. You know what? That was the one, I think I was supposed to come out that night.
Yeah.
You know what, now that I think about it, and then I remember y'all talking about, you know what, this is fuck. Yeah, see, they're lucky I wasn't there. So
yeah,
cool.
And I was so mad because, like, the other people, like Chris B-Man and Alcon and Outlaw and everybody that was talking to me prior to the event, they were there and didn't say anything to me. They kept getting shout-outs. They didn't say nothing to X and B whatsoever. They shitted on us that night.
That ain't good. But I'm going to stay out of it. None of my business. I'm going to stay out of it. But, yeah, that ain't good. That ain't good business. That ain't proper. But.
Yeah.
But, like, you know. But, like, you, like I said, you know. Like, I know. Like, motherfuckers do shit like that. When they be like that, huh? They got to be haters. Like.
Yeah. I mean.
But.
It's going to be out there. Obviously, you're doing something right. So, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the coldest part about it is that's what sucks, though. It's like motherfuckers just can't be happy, just can't congratulate. Like, you know what, you're doing a good job. Bravo. You know what I mean? People can't do that. You know how hard it is for people to do that? I can never understand why it's so hard for people to do that.
Yeah, and it's crazy because me and her, me and the CEO, we related. We talked every event and everything. And then all of a sudden when it was time for X and B and she seen me, there was a problem. There goes the confrontation. So I'm like, oh, wow.
And then they get mad. It's like, okay, well, it's not working out over here. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do or whatever, you know. Bam, bye. And then when they see you on, like, you don't need them, that makes them hate even more. But it's
exactly.
Okay. But it's
they
okay.
thought it was going to stop there.
Yeah.
Never.
Like,
you can't stop my movement. You can't stop my movement.
I love how you're talking right now. This is the type of shit I need to be hearing right now. Like I said, every like I said, lately, especially for your boy Dagger, like I said, a lot of shit been going on and people been trying to stop. And it's like, you can't stop. Like I said, I almost didn't even want to do the show tonight, but it lucked out because at the same time, I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do the show. And then you were like, you know what, I'm coming on the show. So, like, you hear now. So, like, bam, that's even better. So I'm just I'm glad I did it now. You know, I'm happy. Can't stop, won't stop. Chilling with Miss Lyric out the X and B squad. Hold on. I think this may be one of your friends right here. Hold on real quick. Shout out to
2957.
You got Dagger. What it do?
Yo, it's the D-O-T-I. You know, I'm going to call and give my girl some love, man. What's up, Dagger? It's your boy,
Dopey in the building. What it do, Pepe?
Good, man. Chilling. Wanted to give my girl Lyric some love and everything, you know. See how
old
up.
Yeah.
I've been seeing on Facebook how much she gets hated on and everything, you know, so you just got to keep pushing it, believe me, I know how it feels. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me and Dobie ain't even got into that when yet, Dobie. Like I said, whenever you're ready, man, we're going to focus on Lyric and their whole movement and everything, what they're doing. No, they're doing their thing. But, let me do this.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, no, go ahead, Dobie. Go ahead, real quick.
No, what I was going to get, tell her how I deal with things, man, how you do things, you don't fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm.
You fight fire with water. That's what put fire out. Don't pay them no attention and everything. I wouldn't even give whatever them girls' company is, I wouldn't even say their name to get them no promotion. Now, I'm going to, if I didn't know who they was, because I'm the type of person, when you learn about me lyrics, I pay attention to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I see everybody's statuses. You know what I mean? And I'm the type of person that won't write on your wall, which we write back and forth all the time. But people won't know me and Dad could talk all the time and stuff because they're like, I don't see you on Dagger's wall writing or anything. Yeah, because I feel
you don't need to.
Do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He can call me. Delvin can hit me up if you want to talk to me. It's nothing.
It's
we don't need to.
Yeah, you don't, you know, you just don't need to, what it is, I've seen you get hated on and stuff, just keep pushing. They win when you stop. You put some more photos up to make them mad. And just, you know, people, I'm getting phone calls last week, somebody said F you on the song. Well, they promoted me, as long as they said my name.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? As long as they said my name on the song, now people want to see who Dopey is. I'm not going to talk about the person bad or anything. Thanks for the promotion.
Good looking
exactly.
out.
That's what I said.
But Ms. Lyric, real
yes.
quick, do this for me because I want to get back into some music and I hope you still want to chill and hang out with me. But do this with me real quick. Let everybody know where your links are, where they can find you, where they can get at you, if they want to hook up with you on some things or whatever, some music fetish. But get all your links out and everything right now. I want to make sure people know where you at.
Okay, well, you guys could check me out on X and B Lyric on Facebook. You could hit me up on xmbindustry@gmail.com, SoundCloud, XMB Lyric. Just hit me up. Check me out.
I
all
love
right,
the music,
y'all.
Too. Love the music.
Yeah,
I'm a
yeah,
fan.
And
you.
Dopey is a fan. I'm telling you, man. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I need that. Like I said, now I got to go check it out for myself. Because, you know, me personally, like W was just saying, I don't be on Facebook that much like that. You know what I mean? So I be missing stuff because it's like people living their life through Facebook sometimes. I understand promotion and everything, but I don't catch them all every time. So I need that in my email, all right? But we're going to get a Dagger's Double Play real quick. Like I said, that's Miss X and B, Lyric hanging with your boy, Dopey in the building, chilling right now. We're going to get a Dagger's Double Play. We're going to be right back, all right? So we're going to start it off with how about – let's take it back old school for the Dagger. One of my old school mixtapes I did, all right? So let's see if we can get this going. Hold up. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this right here was brought to you by
the Untouchables,
Bam Bam.
Hand in hand.
Y'all already know what it is.
Ha ha. What it ain't.
We got these bitches popping,
making
meals and
making flicks. Let's go.
Can't even walk without these women flagging me down. Pulling, grabbing, tugging on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on the pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouse drool and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule. It's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
King of
Manhattan. About a quarter to five. Scuba Kip is always fucking us from 7 to 9. Corduroy, holler that we gotta meet him at 10. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really too much smoking to fuck. Too many women sprung. Talk some shit and ain't saying nothing. If you want the dick, bitch, that's what you gonna get. Talk shit, my phone clicks. Dial tone is all you get. Don't forget, you the one that sprung me. I'm not leaving you broken butt naked sitting on the bus.
I'm from the Jagger. Got me blowing up his phone. And I can't even pay my loans. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flicks. How proud?
Try to do it, but they can't be the daggers. Everything they got, best believe the daggers is found. I got a better style, swagger, and approach to the game. Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Do the math, I was 12, getting head and fucking hoes. Didn't have a sound, fat, tall, no brain.
How was you getting all the hoes?
I was big for my age. Had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting hype, you see what's done before I knew of a thizzle. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My stake was getting bigger from the valley past Compton. Now I'm super cocky, and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the force of getting pussy, and I don't even speak.
I'm from the Jagger. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flicks.
I'm above the game and know it all. 6 plus tall, ass fucker. Never catch him, I just fuck him on my phone. This is a fucking ball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitches based on battle points and attributes. The bombers once they got the rest to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby blue, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thoking dick is still sticking out of town. To another battle, one of the daggers, an excellent trainer. These are my homies, catch a wild hoes, it's easy to tame. Some of them will never change your deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more here. It's the summer, if you're lucky, she better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over a cheddar. I'm 24 and have a son, got my whole life to live. And you sprung, cause I'm hungry, you ain't having my kids.
I'm from the Jagger's got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how from, cause he got me. Got me doing different shit. I pop the pills and pop his lips.
Let's get it wetter real quick.
Yeah. The dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't want to begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy a lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me.
I'm drunk in the
Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it,
but
I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done, they said, yeah.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it, but I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, she's finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you waiting this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, now they make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never gonna score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm sorry. We are back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights with the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, bang out radio, chilling, maxing, and relaxing. Homegirl just stepped in the building with me. How you doing tonight? You good? That's good. I'd like to hear that. But, yes, we're back, y'all. Remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue, press 1 to holla at me. Let's see if I can get my panel back in thus far. Ms. Lyric, you still good?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Dagger's newest beauty of the week in the building. Miss Don't Take No Shit, Lyric.
Nah.
And then my man Dopey in the building, still good.
Yo, D-O-P-I, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I know, and you, let me talk to you real quick, Dopey, man. You need to send me some new music, man. man. Y'all see the new mixtape blowing up, man. Why I ain't got no new tracks?
Okay, I'll send you some. I just dropped a single with Tug of War, my boy Rico 310. So, I thought I got you that.
I got that. You don't want me to start tripping, man. I'm already got problems, man. Don't give me more problems, though.
No, I want you to. Nah, man, you on the show and get to talking the whole show, and that's why I will not play no music. So, I don't want you to be on your bad side. And the whole show will be about dope.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I'll be talking about dope and about.
Like I said,
I'm only messing with y'all. Like I said, I fuck with the realest motherfuckers that come through here. You know, right, left, whatever people got going on in y'all own shit. Like I said, that's y'all business. But everybody that come here, I got respect for each and every one of y'all. All right, so make sure
I
say it on top.
I respect that. I definitely respect that. A lot of people are not like that, but I definitely respect that.
Yeah, like I said, man, I'm here about the music, so that's what I'm, and I just ain't about the bullshit. Like I said, we all deal with bullshit. We all deal with different kinds of bullshit. Everybody's bullshit is different. Everybody, we're all kind of the same, but we all deal with haters. We all deal with this. We all deal with that. We all handle shit a different way. I just try to provide a platform where we can all at least say fuck all that bullshit and do what the fuck we got to do, at least for 2 hours. At least for
cool,
2 hours.
Cool.
Before we get back to the bullshit, you know what I mean? That's how I feel. But look, we are talking about those things. Now, Lyric, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to offend you. Like I said, this is West Coast Wednesdays. This is Hump Night. We get real graphic over here on Wednesday night. Now, I don't want to have you in a conversation that you're going to feel uncomfortable on, but at the same time, your opinion is valued because, like I said, I respect real opinion, so I hope at least, like I said, or if you just want to plead the fifth, then by all means, just go ahead and plead the fifth, and we'll leave it at that. But I don't want you to go anywhere, okay? Yeah, I want you to chill with your boy.
Okay, I'm trust here. Me, Dagger's not going to plead the fifth.
No, I'm not going to plead the fifth. I got that odd. Fuck it. I don't care.
Trust me, I know.
but before everybody called in and everything, like I said, what I was talking about, I was on the dick-taking ability of females as well as throwing the pussy at guys. Now, I'm just straight to the point and I'm flat out. So that's what we're talking about. And what I was talking about was I feel that in a lot of situations, at least in my own personal situation that I've been dealing with a little bit, I've been dealing with a lot of lazy girls. I'm trying to not use the B word. I'm trying to be, you know, cordial. I've been dealing with a lot of lazy girls. And what I mean with lazy is just that because when I do what I do, I be putting in work. I understand that. But I be getting mad when the girl just expects you to just do all the work and don't want to do nothing at all. That's where my problem comes in. Because I find myself in either two situations. See, now, some girls like that. There are times where I'm like, you know what, fuck it, just lay there. I don't want you to do nothing. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do what I got to do and give it a play. You know what I mean? There are times that I'm like that. But there are other times where it's like, you know what, why the fuck are you just laying there? You know, like, what? I mean, is it me? Is it that you're tired? I mean, these are just problems that I face every now and then. You know, I just be trying to figure out what it is. Now, Lyric, I'm gonna ask you a question. Feel free to answer or not answer. But I gotta ask. Would you say you throw it? And you gotta do. So I mean, we can talk. We can holler at your boy. Like, you be throwing it at your boy. You be like, you know what? Get what you got to get, but I'm busy. I got to do this, that. Hurry up, get yours, and I'm doing something else. I mean, can we talk?
Yeah. Well, I'm a writer. Whoever heard my song, whip it on my shit, that's real, like 100 miles an hour. You got
to
keep it up.
I love it. I love it.
You got to hear the Dagger. You got to hear the song. You have to hear the song.
Oh, she's quoting some shit. Oh, I got to hear the song. See, I need that. This is why I need that. See, y'all got to keep me in the loop because, like I said, I don't live on Facebook like that. So, you know what I mean? So you got to email me that shit. But, okay, all right, I love that because that's honestly, here's my get down. Let me tell y'all the Dagger's get down real quick, at least when it comes to fucking, when I be doing what I got to do, right? That's what I usually do first. That's what my little test. I like to see if a girl is willing to put in some work. So usually when it first starting out or whatever, I will prefer her on top and see if she's going to do the lazy ride, if she's going to be all, you know, if she's going to put it, you know, oh, shit, she dropping it. You know, and the girl drop it like wobble, 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 wobble. Like, oh, okay, I like that. You know, applause. Because Because my thing is, it's like a fair exchange. And anything else is like a fair exchange to me. If you show me you're trying to put in some work, I'm going to let you put in your work or whatever, do what you got to do and everything. Okay, yeah, I like that. Good, I'm going to flip it on. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to turn it around because you just showed me, like, okay, you're trying to put in some work. Let me show you what I can do. You know, that I'm with that. But, like I said, that shit that be killing me sometimes is these ladies that just be like, you know what, or let me put it like this. Let me just get some advice. Ladies, you got to be able to do both. You got to be able to do both. Because another thing that happens to me sometimes is I be putting in work, and then girls tap out on me. Like, they just stop. Like, you know what, I'm done. I don't like that. Then it's like, what about me? How selfish are you? I don't get to bust a nut? Like, I mean.
You know what? That's because of performance status. Let's see. What can I say about that one?
Explain performance status to me. Help me out with
ladies, with women, when you start off, like, women can start off on top. That's not an issue. Like, it shouldn't be an issue to start to be on top the whole time. But the thing is,
I love,
like,
how Lyric's talking right now. Go ahead.
It's a slow thing. You can't just, like, okay, let's do it. Let's see who can work who type shit. It's not competitive thing.
No, it's not a competitive thing. Like I said, I'm not a competitor, but I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like a game. It's kind of like dancing. I mean, you got to feel each other out, right? I mean, you got to know how the other person kind of, how their rhythm is. And because I know y'all been in those situations where you don't fuck with somebody or fuck somebody that just was really off their game or like just off completely. Like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? What the fuck are you doing? Like, I mean, honestly, like, made you blink? I've been in these situations, too. Like, are we serious? Like.
Hey.
So.
Some shit like that is a wrap. Like.
Oh, but here's. Okay. But you gotta, it's like a bad movie. I mean, you are going to watch the whole movie or go through the whole movie to see at least how it ends, right? And then you just won't go see that movie again.
Ever.
Right, like, but you gotta ride it out to see at least if it gets any better or something like that.
actually, no.
No? Oh wait, no. See, I like Lyric. You're really the type to just be like, no way, this isn't working. Get the fuck off me. I'm gone.
Exactly. Exactly.
I respect that.
I'm not gonna waste none of my time. No further.
It's almost like let me make sure my wife ain't listening. Let me see. Look. It's almost like having a pretty girl that don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. And it's a lot of them.
Horrible.
Now, see, what pisses me off about the pretty girls, like you just said, Dopey, what they think is they're too pretty to get freak nasty. That's their problem.
See, and,
you know what I mean? They think they're
is,
too cute.
And what it is, an okay girl that know what they're doing was, well, man. You know what I mean? Okay looking girl that know what they doing. Like I've been in clubs and everybody, you know, I can dance circles around anybody. You know what I mean? I can dance my butt off. But I've been in a club dance with a pretty girl that don't got no rhythm. But a half looking girl that know how to throw it back at me or just got like a swag, like, you know what I mean? That just got a swag about herself, that's more attractive to me as a man.
Okay, well, hold on, wait. I got one more person I want to jump in on this conversation. Hold on real quick. Shout out to Fall. Hold on. I think this is – let me see if I get it right. Hold on. Come on. Come on in. Miss Paula?
No, this isn't Paula.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. See, that's why I don't do that shit when I bring in callers. I just say, yo, 404-0992, you got Dagger. What it do?
What's up? It's Wednesday.
It's who?
It's Queen V.
Queen. Okay, my fault, Queen. I do deeply apologize. Like I said, that's why I always, like, just do the number because I'll be high and I'll be drunk sometimes like I am tonight. It's a good night tonight. So, but Miss Queen, how are you doing this evening? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I just actually, like, had to wake up real fast because I was like, oh, wait, his show is on. Come and get my input.
I'm loving this. Y'all hear this? this love right here. She woke up to come holler at the dagger. I'm loving this right here, Miss Queen. But I know you're hearing on the conversation that you pressed the one button. I know you ain't scared. What's up? What's your viewpoint on this right now?
I mean, what do you want to know?
Oh, I got to be specific. Okay, well, here's one question I got. Here's one question I got. Since we're talking about fucking, like I said, tonight is about fucking. Now, I find myself when I put it down sometimes, right after a girl gets up and goes in the bathroom. Now, what is she doing in the bathroom? Does she just really have to go to the bathroom, or what's going on in the bathroom? Like, what's going on in the bathroom? Because, I mean.
I love it. She's like, so
eyes,
she want to know.
She hop out of bed, butt naked, you know what I mean, and scurries off to the bathroom. I mean, literally, like, right after. She may take a minute, maybe two or whatever, lay there for a second, you know, recover herself. But then the next thing she does is get up and go in the bathroom. Like, what's happening in the bathroom? Or do I want to know? Do I want to know this question?
I mean, I'll answer it for you because, I mean, like I said, I can only, I mean, I,
okay,
not gonna, I'm 10. Like,
okay,
why?
So it's a bathroom thing. You just got to go.
Yes, you got to go. Why? Because it's like, hey, you've been hitting on that spot all this time. And, you know, now it really is not, it's not any of that good stuff anymore. Now I really got to go.
Okay. Sometimes it's about to run down. Now, Lyric, can I ask? I mean, is this something you are you seconding that, or is there something else that goes on in the bathroom?
You know what? That could be the issue too. But on the other hand, if I'm jumping up, going to the bathroom, I'm checking just to be sure it was me.
That too.
Wait, I'm confused. What are we checking for? What are we checking?
You gotta be specific with Dagger, you guys.
Yeah, you gotta be specific with Dagger. Don't go beat around the bush.
Goodness.
I need to know.
You gotta make sure no walls came coming down. You know.
No. Oh wait. Wow. So you're pretty close. Then okay. Well, see. I don't know. Wait. No walls came down, so that we're not leaking like no blood or anything, right? That's what we're talking about.
I'm telling y'all gotta be blunt with that. You can't.
I mean, there's no shame here. Talk to me. What are we talking about?
Just trying to really make sure like there was no accident with the guy like doing extra shit, busting on that freely.
Okay, there we go. So no, because
the female knows
sure
the difference in her.
We're making sense. Sure niggas didn't bust up in people. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. See, thank you. See, we could have said that from Joe. Hold on, real quick. We're gonna bring in one more caller. Hold on. Straight out the 323. I know who this is right here. Miss Mia, can we get her in? Hold on. She's one. No, you ain't pressed one yet, so I'm not going to jack you in. You okay? Oh, hold on, Miss Mia. Let's see if we can get Miss Mia in here. Can we? Not yet. She just clicked off. Okay, well, back to the conversation that we were having. But, yeah, okay. So, man, that's interesting, though. But then, okay, he didn't bust up. And yeah, I'm scared of pregnancy, too. I'm very scared of that. I admit that as well. But then we go back to, so then we're going back to condom use. So are we worried that, because, I mean, here's a question. Can girls tell when a guy has a condom on or not? If they're paying attention, they can pay attention, can't they? They can feel the difference, right? Because girls have told me, like, I didn't know. Like, did it, like, are you serious? Are you serious? You can tell, right? Ladies.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could tell sometimes. Like
it just depends.
Yeah, exactly.
So what determines if you can tell or not? What size, length? What determines?
I have a feeling.
Okay. Interesting. Hold on. Mia's trying to jack back in again. Hold on. Let's see if we can get her in. Yeah, I'm loving this conversation. This is why I ask questions. Because I don't know shit. Y'all gotta assume that Dagger doesn't know shit. I'm the first person to say this. This is why I ask these questions. Let me see.
Hey,
you
but
think
I love it, Dagger, because you don't know, you will ask though. See, that's what
yeah,
tells you. You will
that's
ask.
The only way. I'm not about to sit up here and assume shit.
You
I'm
get information from the ladies, so that's gonna help, man. You know, you get it from the ladies.
Oh wait, we got Mia. Mia's in the building. Hey Mia, how you doing?
I'm good. Just over here and chilling, you know, trying to get it popping.
Yeah, as you should. You've been listening?
I hear your conversation. Yeah, I hear everything that's going on. You feel me? Like, I feel that, you know, when a woman goes to the bathroom after sex, I mean, it was just super bomb. She didn't spread it too much, and she just got to really check the shit. You feel me?
I like that answer,
too. It feels
so
much better, you feel me? It's because, like, it's a natural thing in a woman's body when it happens. After you bust a nut, you're supposed to use the bathroom, really, if it's good, if you didn't have an orgasm. You know, if
you
don't have that time, then, you know, maybe it's a little stuck because he didn't beat it up too good, you feel me? It is what it is.
Okay, I feel a little bit better.
It's going to come out regardless, though.
I feel a little bit better now because, like I said, I've been in a lot of situations where the girls hop up and go to the bathroom. So that must mean
you
I'm
know,
doing
and,
something right.
And another
like
thing,
that.
Like, you do check because some guys look at you slipping, you know?
Yes.
You got to check. You feel me? If that shit a little greedy, you know that nigga didn't do something.
Exactly.
You feel me? But if that shit is sticky, then you are good. You're looking for that stickiness. You feel me? If it ain't sticky, then it ain't good.
But that's
what
yeah,
I'm talking
okay.
about.
But niggas out here is really they thirsty. I be saying this shit. Niggas is really out here trying to get girls pregnant just so they can hang around. Remember when it used to be the girl trying to get pregnant by the guy so she could stick around? Where in the fuck in the world have we come from where this shit done flipped around? And now these niggas is out here so thirsty trying to impregnate women and then don't even want to stick around. You nigga, you really don't even know you want to stick around for that. But nigga, you just, come on.
Yeah, that's thirsty. That's just grimy right there. That's why I be like, up, you done, hold on. That's why I like to get on top when I think, you know,
well,
the time will walk over. Because when that shit starts jumping too much, then, nigga, you about to nut. So let me get on top.
But see, this is exactly why when I do what I do, I go straight porno scene with it. You know what I mean? You pull out condom and all, take the condom off and bust and pick a spot, you bust. You know what I mean? We don't got no worries. We don't got no concerns. Wipe that shit off. And then if you want to go to the bathroom, then that's okay. You ain't got to check for shit. It's going to be on your ass, on your titties, on your stomach. It's going to be somewhere around there. So
well,
you ain't
got
to look for nothing. I'm just saying, but that's what I'm saying. What is up with these niggas now? That's what I'm saying. What's up with niggas? See, I ain't talking to Dopey because Dopey married. Dopey do what he wants to. You know what I mean? He got Dopey straight.
I have fun. I be aiming. I ain't got to worry about pulling back.
Dopey do what he wants to.
He wants to at all times.
Like, you know what, baby? Like, let's get this. Like, you know what? Like, I can respect that. Like,
it ain't even romantic no more. Before we go to bed, she be like, you want to bust a nut tonight? Nigga, I mean, what happened to the role? We ain't a romance going or nothing.
No, we straight to business. We married. We got this. Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with y'all, y'all. It's cool. Hold on. We forgot about the music. We're going to get to the music. We're going to be back. Like I said, I love the conversation. But no, we didn't forget about the music, but we talking about real shit. Motherfuckers don't
know.
You know what I mean? This is the real shit right here. You don't get these answers anywhere else. Where you get them? Right here on West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger. All right, y'all. L.A. West Coast all motherfucking day, Bang Out Radio. MIA chilling, Dopey. My newest beauty of the week, Miss Larry, get here checking in. Oh, and Queen. We hanging out, we chilling. We gonna do it like this, though. We'll be right back on West Coast Wednesdays. Holla at y'all in a second. Hold up. Come on, work.
Three and a half. Bang. Maybe folks. If you wanna marry me.
Your body, your body, your body, your body. of a fan, yeah. I'm a fan of your body.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me.
You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She sucked me up anytime I want, letting slime me.
Dog, on my mind.
I ain't lying, cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying, cause all the wolf tickets she selling, I just wasn't buying. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
It, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Rising. All women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Very, very much enjoying the conversation I'm having tonight. So let's see if I get everybody back up in here real quick. Come on, you can do it. Let's see. Come on, we're going down the list. One. Newest beauty of the week, Miss X and B Model herself, Lyric. You still good?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, I thank you. Thank you for hanging and staying with your boy. Like I said, I know it could be rough over here, but we real. We honest. You know, that's how we get down. So, like I said, I know we have a sex talk, but I hope I didn't offend you. We still good, right? We cool?
Yep.
All right, just making sure. Just making sure. Dope A. Still good?
Yo, it's D.O.P.I. I'm here. I got Lyric.
Yes, sir.
Like, I got Lyric. Like, Dagger. Okay, never mind.
Nah.
I just think that's awesome.
Well, hold on. I got to make sure I got Queen in here. Queen, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, for sure. What's up, Dopey?
Yo, got to run. Got to run. Got stupid SVU to look at. Can she hear me? No. Okay. Gotta wipe, gotta do the white thing and act like I like SVU and all that type of stuff. So can I shoot my links real fast?
Yes, sir. Go get all huddled up and do the white thing, man. Go get the ball and chain. She pulling the chain, man. It's okay. Drop the link, man.
It real
hard,
too, man.
Oh, man.
It's all
good,
yo,
man.
Shout out to everybody on the panel, man. Shout out to everybody on the panel. Thank you, you know, Dagger for all the love. Lyric Culture Head, Queen, I see you. Add D-O-P-I, Dopey, on Facebook. Look for Everybody Hates Dopey, the new mixtape drop on my birthday, 6/20. That's June 20th. Keep the good work up. God bless you all.
There it is, man. Make sure I get some music, man, or we're going to have issues, all right? Man.
Send it to you now, please. I'm sending it to you now.
Yeah, all right, man. Anytime,
y'all.
Dopey, man. Anytime, Dopey. Check in.
I got you.
All right, for sure. Well, see, right, ooh, I like this though. So, but see, now it's just me, Dagger, and the ladies. I like that. Dagger rolls with the ladies. No offense to Dopey, that's my nigga and all, but shit, I rolls with the ladies. So, hello, hold on, let me get my PO voice on. Miss Lyric, you still good? Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Queen, how you feeling? How you feeling right now?
I'm good.
All right, how y'all like this voice? Does this voice work? Can I use this one? They're laughing at me. I'm being serious. No, but also at the same time, y'all, make sure y'all get ready for the smoke session because that is coming up next. So get your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you're rolling on, whatever you're smoking on. Make sure you get it. Make sure vapor machines, whatever. Ball, like I said, what's that shit you put in the tub? You know, them big ass motherfucking things. Whatever y'all smoking on, whatever you're doing, make sure y'all got it ready. But oh man, I don't even know where I want to go right now. I'm just lost in thought. Like it just amazes me how, on one hand, like we've been talking about how guys, especially niggas, we gonna talk niggas right now, I guess, because niggas is out here doing dumb shit. Ladies have the power. I always say that, and I'm always gonna say that because it's true. But ladies do dumb shit with that power. I'm gonna say that as well. So, but niggas. But ladies, what you got to realize is niggas is going to be niggas. You know, that's the thing right there. You know, niggas don't really change. You know, and what girls do is that they get with a nigga, they like the little attitude, they like the, you know, the thugginess, they like that, whatever. You know, I don't like saying swag. I don't like swag. You know what I mean? Dagger does, it is mad because I'm mad because my name rhymes with Swagger, Dagger. But you know what I mean? But fuck Swagger. You know, I be on some cool, chill type shit. That's what I'm, you know, I'm old school with it. But, okay, if we say swag, whatever. And they fall for that shit. But then when they get with that, they want to change it. And then when they can't change it, then it becomes a problem. But you knew what he was before you got into it. This is the part that perplexes me, and I'm talking to the ladies and I'm trying to understand. Now, see, and we got team single and team non-single, so we got both sides of the equation right here. So, Miss Lyric, let me present this to you first. You, like I said, the guy you deal, what type of guy is he? Can I ask that question? Like, what's his type? Because I mean, it has to take a certain type of guy to at least be able to be like he's with you. So, I mean, what type of guy does it take to get Miss Lyric?
Okay, you said what type of guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, Miss Lyric, like I said, Miss Lyric don't take no shit. So I don't expect you to be just no any type of nigga. So I'm just curious about, like, what type of guy do you have?
A gentleman.
Gentleman, so, like, suit and tie type.
Look,
wait,
a
gentleman.
It's all mixed in one.
Okay, so he's found the proper balance between, you know, everything that you require. Okay, now,
yeah.
Queen, representing team single, what's the number one problem with niggas nowadays? Because, I mean, there's a reason why you're single. And it's not you. I know that. So, I mean.
I mean, exactly. No, I'm just kidding. I think a lot of dudes have started to become really thirsty. Like, I have dudes who hit me up on the internet all the time and be like, oh, you fine, can I get your number? Like, oh, I just want to eat it, and all sorts of, like, weird stuff. Like, they hit me on weird stuff, and I'm like, you know, like, wait a minute. Like, I'm not just a pretty face. Like, first off, that's not what it is with me. Like, I have standards. I have a brain, too. Like, you know, like, I'm not just a pretty face and a thick ass. Like, no, that's not what it is. So, like, get to know me first, and then you can talk about something else, you know, unless that's what it is mutually. Unless that's what it is mutually. If you know, if that's all I want, is to get them up in the egg.
Then you gonna let it be known, and then that's just what it's gonna be. Like,
exactly. And then, you know, but at the same time, like, I just don't like, I don't like thirsty dudes. I don't like dudes who just look at the outer appearance of me and be like, yeah, I'm gonna get that. Like, no, I'm deeper than that. I'm not just.
We're here. Let me say this to touch on what you just said just a little bit. Let me know if I'm right. Like you said, guys are real thirsty. What they don't realize is, like, fellas, if a girl want to fuck you, like, you know what I mean? A girl can tell if she going to give you that, like, just by looking at you. Within the first 5-10 seconds of just looking at you. You ain't even got to open your mouth. You ain't even got to move. She can look at you and just gauge you, like, you know what? I would fuck him or I wouldn't. Point blank. And that's in the first 5-10 seconds. All right? And that's just because girls, I believe, get that shit out the way first. See, guys may be thinking about that shit all the time, but girls be like, okay, either I would fuck him or I wouldn't. And then it's just about, okay, when, or if he's going to fuck up, if he's going to do what he got to do for me to give it to him or this, that. You know, then, but you know if you're going to fuck him or not. You already know that. You just don't know if you're going to give it to him. I'm just speculating here. I'm asking.
Yeah,
this is me speculating.
No, I mean you right. I mean, I know within the first 5-10 minutes if I'm gonna do it or not. Like I do, but at the same time, even if I do know if I'm gonna give it to you and I do give it to you, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I just wanted it, but now you feel me? If it's a mutual thing between us where we have that agreement, like, look, we only finna be doing this, we only be finna be getting our hump on, and that's it. I call you when I want my leg, you call me when you want yours, and that's what it is. Or if we finna take it a little bit further than that. Like, if we take it further than that, then that's when it's time to get to know who I am as a person, not just the exploration
but
of
again,
my body, if that's the word.
So, again, what I'm hearing is just about communication. It just seems
exactly.
Like we need to make sure that, yo, if we're dealing with each other, we need to know what we're doing, where we're at, where we're going. And then, but see what the problem with that is? Is that people lie. And guys and girls lie. Nobody's immune to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna say like, no, girls be lying. I'm gonna say girls are better liars. You know what I mean? And girls are better cheaters. Why? Because people don't expect y'all to do it. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Y'all laughing. I'm dead fucking serious. And y'all laughing because you know I'm probably telling the truth right now. And it's because, like I said, when a guy actually really, like, really chooses a girl, like, really, you know what, I like you, I want to deal with you, I want to be with you, whatever, he really, at least in his head, knows that that's the girl that he's going to deal with. Even if he does something on the side, you know what I mean, he knows that no matter what, this is number one, this is what I'm going to deal with, or whatever, right? This is guys. When girls do that, now girls will cut off everything else, you know, cut off the other niggas, whatever, really go all gung-ho or whatever, be in it, get fucked over, but stay, but then do what she done and do on the side. Now, see, at the same time, the nigga this whole time is thinking like everything's all cool. Now y'all on some whole other shit, and once y'all get there, it's scary. Girls are very scary.
Wait, no, I'm so confused right now. Like, wait a minute.
Me too.
I'm really so confused right now because I know dudes who sit up here and be like, yeah, you my main girl, wookie, wookie,
mm-hmm.
wookie. And then you turn around and you got 5, 6, 7 different girls on the side and you ain't telling me nothing about these other girls, but I'm your main one, but you ain't telling me nothing. And then when
right.
I go out and I handle my business and I do what I want to do, now all of a sudden I'm in the wrong But you was messing with all these different girls, and then I just decided, hey, I'm finna move on with my life. I'm finna, I go and mess with one dude. Now all of a sudden, I'm in the wrong.
Because you can't, you can share the popsicle, but you can't share the cookie. I mean, that's just society. I'm not saying it's true. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not, because it is true. I'm not saying that it's bad, because, I mean, that's what it, I'm saying. I'm not saying I agree with it. That's what I mean. I don't agree with that. But as society, in society as a whole, like I said, if we go back to, like, nature and gatherer type shit or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, guys are supposed to be out there doing what it do, whatever, and all that. And they're supposed to be at the house, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just speaking old school, y'all. I don't believe this, but I'm just in the global sense. Like, we're speaking in reality as well. And the reality is, yes, but this is what I just said. People lie. You know, people lie. And the scary part is just that, like I said, girls are scarier when it comes to cheating than guys are scary, because a guy will get caught cheating and be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Girls cheat months, years. You know what I mean? You may never even find fucking out. You know what I mean? And that's what it is because a nigga would be dumb and think, you know what, she not cheating on me. I know I fucked up or whatever. She still love me. She's still here. Nigga think like that. The whole time you out there doing all that other shit or whatever, you know what I mean? And a girl won't tell you until you get mad at her or something like that, or until the fight go down. Then all the bullshit come out. That's why I'm fucking this dude over here. That's why I did your I've seen it. I've been through it. My damn
you
stuff,
know,
like I said.
You know what? That's the younger crowd, because nowadays that's not how it works, and it's all, the shoe is on the other foot nowadays. It ain't niggas. I mean, why is it just that dudes could go out and do that? And okay, you guys have names for females that do shit like that. We either hoes, bitches, sluts, tramps.
Guys are the same exact way.
And dudes are. It's okay. You could do it.
It's not, no, it's not okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm saying what society is saying. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's okay. My thing is, if you're going to pick one girl, then be with that girl. If you're not going to pick one girl, then do what the fuck you do. It don't lie to nobody. Is she either going to fuck with you or she not? Yo.
You know what? It's 2 weeks, no meat. 2 weeks, no meat. If you can't last 2 weeks and just be cool with me without trying to get in me, then, hey. What's the point of fucking with you?
Hey, well, then, yeah, there you go. That's good. You got standards. You know how many bitches don't got that? That's great.
Yeah,
I love to hear that. But
that's
exactly like you said, the shit is different. And that's what I feel, too. I respect that, because I feel if you're going to be a hoe, if you're going to be, then be the best fucking hoe you can be.
Exactly.
Be the best motherfucking hoe. Do everything you got to do to get every little bit of money. What I can't stand is a bitch that be like, bitch, you doing hoe shit, and then when somebody call you a hoe, you want to get mad. I can't fucking stand that shit. Bitch, don't lie to yourself. And when everybody see what's going on, it's okay. It's okay. But this is what, but like she just said, y'all, society has changed. It's like I said. And because it's like that for girls, that's why niggas are trying to get bitches pregnant nowadays. Like, trying to shut that shit down. Like, this is amazing to me. And it's not cool,
so wait,
and it's not.
Oh, you think it's okay? Wait. Now I'm completely confused. Now I really want to turn this conversation around.
Here we
wait,
go.
So
turn it
you
up.
Think it's
Let's
okay?
go.
Wait, so it's okay for you to go around and do whatever you want to do, but the second I do it, now it's like, no, I got to buy
that
girl. Now she got to be my baby mama.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I said that it's okay. Look, my thing is, okay, on one hand, if you're going to do what you want to do, my thing is be upfront and say, like, yo, I'm about to do this. If you're in a relationship, yo, you done pissed me off. I'm about to go fuck this. You know what I mean? Whatever you're going to do, be upfront and honest with you. This is how I feel. But at the same time, I know that people can't handle the realness about it. They can't do that. So they lie. Okay, now in no way am I saying that it, because like I said, good, bad, ugly, whatever, I feel like you just got to put it on the table and then you roll with it. Because if anybody's going to really roll with you, they're going to roll with you no matter what. You know what I mean? And then y'all going to come to a mutual decision, a conversation, y'all going to come to something. Or y'all going to say, fuck it, and we're going to keep pushing. But what people are doing is a whole different story. And that's what I'm saying. Like I said, a guy will get mad. Like I said, I've seen it. a guy will get mad at a girl, do all kind of shit that he's doing or whatever, yes. But as soon as the one that he really care about go do some shit or whatever, then yes, it's World War III.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. He don't care. Bitch, I don't care what I do. As long as you're dealing with me, then you only deal with me. Even in my prime, when I didn't give a fuck, I was doing, but see, in my case, everybody knew what was up. You know what I mean? I didn't really hide the situation. So they would get mad at each other. I would play the girls off of other girls. I would be like, you know what? She jocking me. I'm not on her. And then I would put them against each other. Because, you know, girls always like fucking with other girls. I, for whatever reason, I don't know why that happens, but it happens sometimes. But, like I said, that's when I didn't care. Like I said, I'm trying to be a new, I'm a new man now. I'm trying to do better things. This is why I'm trying to help and educate. And this is why we have these conversations. So it's not right whatsoever. But everybody's out here doing the wrong shit, which is exactly what I'm saying. Ladies, girls is not is playing the nigga roles. Niggas is being bitches. You know what I mean? Shit done changed. I don't like any of this. That's why I'm trying to snap people out of this shit. But don't nobody listen to me. Don't nobody listen to me. I'm just sitting here drinking, talking to y'all. Like I said, and whoever's listening, they may be listening. But, you know, the people I attract are already people that I hope get this shit already. Like I said, I'm talking to y'all, but y'all already know what I'm talking about. Y'all not dumb. You know what I mean? Like Larry, like you said, you got a 2 week. So obviously the guy you with now, he waited probably more than 2 weeks, didn't he?
Yes, 2 months.
See? 2 months. Months. And see, that's some real shit right there. I can respect that.
But the only difference is the reason why the wait period like that is because he's my first, and I just been with him.
Wow. Baller.
That's
see,
a fact.
See, but see,
I gotta give her a round of applause for that one. That's a step.
And this is,
I'm for real, for real. Like I'm not even trying to be
that
first or third. That's what's up.
And then other bitches is pregnant at 14. You see what I mean? See the totally different side of the spectrum that we're looking at here, and we're on the same world right now. But more people are on the bad side of it than they are on the good. And that's where we're at. Like I said, we done gone way over. But fuck it, we having a good conversation. I'm liking this right now because motherfuckers don't listen. And when I deal with real people, like I said, I can respect that. There are not too many ladies out there like Lyric. There aren't probably any. Very few. Like I said, people are on different classes. Like, I wouldn't, me personally, I couldn't do it. That's me, though. I mean, Lyric, you bombing on everything, don't get it twisted whatsoever. You can definitely get it. But I could, me personally, how I feel and everything, where I'm at right now with my mind and the way I see the world, I couldn't wait 2 months. I'm just sorry. I'm not saying it's not worth the wait. I'm not saying anything like that. I just couldn't do it. Because I wouldn't feel right, because then I'd be trying to holler at Larry, but then I would be fucking at someone outside, because shit, I got to get my nut. That's just how I feel.
Thanks, sir.
You know,
hey,
I mean.
The thing is, you're getting it somewhere else. So.
Exactly, which is the point. Because you have your standards, and I can respect that. It's all about respect, but nobody has respect anymore. Nobody has respect for each other. Nobody really has respect for themselves. It's just all about everybody's just out trying to do whatever the fuck they want to do, and people are getting caught in the middle. People are getting caught in the mix, and which is what's fucking up shit for, like, future references, because people get mad. Then it's like, okay, let's get even. Nobody really wants to turn the other cheek. It's just this, that, back and forth. And like I said, I can talk about that shit all day, But I don't even want to bring the show down, because like I said, y'all have made it a really good show tonight. We're going to have to call it now, because like I said, we already way over time, at least 5 minutes. The show's only supposed to be 2 hours, and 2 hours is not enough time to talk about real shit. We didn't even get to the smoke session. But I want to personally thank, we are going to play the smoke songs, though, before we roll out. We are going to do that, but I want to personally thank, like I said, Ms. Lyric for checking in, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Y'all going to see her up tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to try to pick a picture that I ain't seen up yet out of the ones you sent me. So I think I know which one I'm going to post up. Make sure y'all holler at her on the links and the web pages. Go ahead, Ms. Lyric. Let them know where they can find you at one more time.
Y'all can find me at XMB Lyric on Facebook. You can hit me up at xmbindustry@gmail.com. I have a SoundCloud. You could hit that up too. X and B Lyric, of course. That's it.
There it is. And you make sure, like I said, you make sure you send me the music. Like I said, if I got it by next week or at least by Sunday, we're going to have issues. And I'm not trying to have issues. Like I said, you dangerous already. So I'm not trying to fuck with you like that. So
I got you, Dagger.
Make sure I get the music. Thanks. Thank you. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed your stay. Like I said, I know we get a little wild, a little bit crazy, but you see, we honest and we keep it real, right? Like I said, I really hope you enjoyed your stay.
I sure did.
And then, like I said, my you is always welcome to check in at any time. You got the number. Like I said, every Wednesday, 9 to 11, you want to call in and say what's up. Every Sunday, 7 to 9, you are more than welcome. You make sure you do that for me, all right?
Okay, I got you.
And then I want you to do some drops for me, too. You be in the studio. I need some drops.
All right.
I'm going to take full advantage of Miss Lyric while I can while she's here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, one more thing. You going to remix the Wetter track for me? You want to remix the Wetter?
Yep, that goes.
All right.
I can
you
get
said
in
yes.
On
all right, you said yes, so now you can't back out because you done said yes live on my show.
Everybody
heard,
oh,
so
huh?
You can't back
you
out
me.
Now. Yeah, I got you. You can't back out.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to send you my song so you can check it out.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll send you the beat for that so we can get on that, okay?
For sure.
All right, Lyric, thanks for being here tonight. We'll check in with you. Like I said, check in at any time. Make sure y'all check around on Facebook tomorrow. Let me make sure I post those up. And Miss Queen, any shout-outs to anybody you want to say something to real quick and then your links and everything before we get out of here?
Shout-out to my young but very professional photographer, Raynell, my cousin, Deshaun, and the homie Marcus. They graduated high school tonight. I'm proud of you guys. You guys did your thing. You guys can find me on Facebook at ColaRivy.com, on Twitter at ScorpionQueen08. Talk to me. I'll talk back. I got a couple things in the work. So, like I said, don't be afraid to hit me up. I'll talk back. That's about
yes,
it.
Ma'am. And you make sure as soon as you get all your things going, you make sure I get them over here, too. Like I said, we do it and everything. And then, like always, y'all, it's up to y'all. Talk about the show. That's all I ask. If you see the link, you get the email, whatever you do, share it to all your peoples. Twitter that shit, because Dagger doesn't tweet. I may be shooting myself in the foot by not tweeting, but there's something wrong with tweeting to me. There's something wrong with that to me. If Dagger is ever tweeting, it will not be me tweeting. That means that I done got rich enough where I got somebody running my Twitter for me, all right? Because Dagger will never tweet. But for all y'all that do tweet, feel free to use y'all, you know, help me out. Do that for me. Post up the links on your Facebook. Like I said, just talk about the show because nobody's going to believe me. Nobody believes me when I talk, that I say that this is a cool show, that I say we talk about real shit, that I play these real independent artists and everything. Nobody believes me. But they'll believe y'all. Your friends are going to believe you. Your friends aren't going to believe me. That's all I ask, all right? Make sure if you want to send in your music, pics, anything, you want to set up interviews, dagger.banghoutradio@gmail.com. All right, and we will see y'all next week, 9 to 11, right here on West Coast Wednesday, something nice, and we'll see y'all Sunday/Sunday, 7 to 9. And we're going to roll out with the smoke session. Cash Addicts, let's go. See y'all next week.
What's up with the drop, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSP. Theato. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey, day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucking look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag, nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leaf full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week.
AC, nigga. She ate, bruh.
king hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck paper, cause the rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost. Now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing but yellow green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should so happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
The world is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali Joe. My people's never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others. That's that horse push. Yeah, I love them all. Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on bid my deal is selling. Better find another brother cause I make you understand. I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I just stay in outer space. Cause I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high. From the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why do the song?
It's Desi fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting high, 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, I'll be getting.
Critical, we make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money, they ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping, cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops, they're hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared, them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't wanna buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's
guys get back to work. They tried to make the dagger slip, and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel, weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them, there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up.
If you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.